Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור מתחזקים ב...
Hello, we are in the lesson strengthening ourselves with There is none else besides him. Reading from the excerpt, item 12. Materials can be found on Sviva Tova and the Arvut system.
Yes, we're continuing our lessons as usual. We will try to be together as much as possible, as it is written, as one man with one heart, until indeed our hearts will connect. According to that, we will get closer to the Creator. According to the connection of our hearts, so we will get closer to the Creator. And we will know that only on that depends our coming closer, and only on that depends our correction. I hope very much that we will feel the Creator in the connection of our hearts, that He will fill them, and after He will fill all of our hearts, we can truly feel ourselves that we are as one man with one heart. We wish all of those who are fighting with the evil forces that they will be successful, that everyone will be healthy and will come home. And this is what we pray for. And we hope that our exertion will save them and will give them the merit and the forces to defeat the evil. Well, let's begin.
Excerpt number 12. All the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing. Since without them, he would have no possibility of approaching him. This is so because by nature there is no greater distance, as we are made of pure matter, while the Creator is higher than high. Only when one begins to approach does he begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention one overcomes brings the way closer for that person.
This means that as much as we overcome the preventions, the disturbances, in actuality, in the connection between us, this helps us to see where else we have to put in forces in order to be connected more and more. We need to understand about that this is our work, and to the extent that we get closer to each other, we build a place called the Shekhinah, in which eventually the Creator is revealed, called Shochen, dweller, because he dwells inside the connection between us called Shekhinah. So all of the preventions, all of the disturbances, everything that we have, internal and external disturbances, whatever it is all in order for us, in spite of that we will connect between us and attain a place for the revelation of the Creator for us. Questions, please. If not, we will continue.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот в объединении сердец вы сказали,
In the connection of the heart, you said that we'll reveal the Creator. How does it even happen in spite of the preventions, the delays, the foreign thoughts, all kinds of circumstances? How do the hearts connect where the Creator is revealed?
It's not against the disturbances, but rather these disturbances give us a foundation, so that if above the disturbances we nevertheless connect, then these disturbances, they actually open up for us the true state. There, and only there, we discover the Creator. And the more the disturbances are stronger, this is how the Creator is revealed.
Why is the force of this disturbance? Why does this determine the extent of revelation?
It helps us to, we have no way to discover him, to detect him, to identify him, but only through disturbances, meaning in places where we see that there is no unity there. And the more we unite, we unite above the forces of separation, by that we establish a place in which the Creator is revealed. And this is actually our whole correction following the shattering.
What
exactly are we correcting? The disturbance that will be revealed or the shattering that there is between us?
We correct the shattering. The shattering between us, where no one is connected with the other. This is why we don't feel the Creator. He needs to be revealed in a connection between us. And this is why we always think about how can we get closer to each other? How do we connect ourselves to each other? And how to connect it in such a way that we will feel that the Creator is inside of us, inside our connection.
Это влияет в конечном счете на вот эту разделяющую преграду и проблему, которая раскрывается.
Regarding the preventions and the problems that keep growing.
When we try to be connected to each other so that the Creator can be revealed between us, to that extent we correct the shattering, we correct the world.
And
this is our work, this is our purpose, to discover the Creator in the proper connection between us. The Creator broke the vessel, He broke the connection between us, He broke it deliberately, so that we will detect the shattering and we will try to correct it. This is how we reach the correction. This is all of our work. Okay.
Moscow free.
Да, дорогой Раф, получается такая история, что все эти вещи, которые пробуждают, да, то есть не в состоянии люди сдвигаться.
It turns out that everything that awakens, that causes us to move and to develop,
функция это, в общем-то, пробудить и чтобы захотеть избавиться, выйти.
If they work according to blues, and their role is to awaken, the fact that we want to exit them from that, the prayer awakens.
We are built of such matter which is very lazy, very heavy, very tough, hard, and the more we advance, we will be even harder and more lazy, and so we have to connect between us and try to help each other such that each one will have an awakening towards the connection between us so that the Creator will be revealed. That is, we correct the Shekhinah, the place for the revelation of the Creator. Let's hope that it will succeed and it will be revealed to us soon. Nevertheless, it is happening. It's happening each and every day. PT 36.
Rav, רציתי לשאול, למה צריך מניעות ועיכובים כדי להתקרב לבורא?
Why do we need preventions and delays in order to come in contact with the Creator?
Otherwise, we won't know what to do. When I have before me, let's say, some machine, and it is not working, then first of all, I have to discover what is wrong in it, inside of this machine. And then I try to detect the malfunctions and correct them.
So
the delays, what's their role? To show us what doesn't work on our system?
Yes, exactly. These are disturbances, hindrances towards connection. And when we overcome them, then we see inside of them, instead of a disturbance, a part that is already corrected. And if a few such corrected parts, we can already detect the proper system relatively according to now. And in it, all in all, the upper force becomes revealed, who created it and broke it and prepared it for us so that we will put this puzzle together.
In the excerpt we read, he wrote that when he overcomes the delay, then one can come closer.
Yes.
What does it mean to overcome these delays and preventions?
The disturbances, the lack of understanding between us, the fact that we don't feel the hearts of the friends along with our heart.
You don't always feel that the disturbance is on the coming closer of the heart, but on the ability to relate reality to the Creator. How is this related to one another?
It's the same thing, however. If the disturbance is in that we don't feel each other, then it pertains to the structure of reality. And if the disturbance is in that I don't discover the Creator, that He behaves as a hiding God, then this is already about the filling of reality.
The closeness of our hearts, what does that create in reality?
Bringing the hearts of closer reveals the Creator inside these hearts that get closer. This is what we have to do. The created beings don't need to do anything more besides to bring the broken hearts closer to each other. And in that, there will be a correction and the end of correction.
How to strengthen when there is nothing besides Him emotionally and not just intellectually?
We need to exert in that. For the time being, maybe, as you say, it is more intellectual, that we can depict to ourselves a certain broken system so that we can't put together the puzzle. This is why we don't feel that we are connected to each other. This is why we remain corrupted, broken. But if all of us will make an effort to come closer between us, and we will turn to the Creator and ask of Him together to connect us properly as one man with one heart. Then we will begin to feel in our common feeling called one heart. We will feel the Creator. We have no one else that we need to feel, only Him. His revelation is lacking and He should be revealed.
The transition from an intellectual perception that everything is just sitting on, there is none else besides Him, to actually feeling that there is none else besides Him.
Yes, this is called revelation.
And this revelation is done by what?
By the connection between us and by prayer to the Creator. The Creator becomes revealed inside of the connection between us, and then our connection is called a heart, or the Shekhinah. There the Creator dwells. Okay.
Baltia, tu.
Раф, а можно вопрос из того отрывка, который был на подготовке к уроку?
Ну-ну.
Там в конце есть такое предложение, что
для... Can I ask something about what we had in the preparation for the lesson? There was a sentence there in the end.
И для этого приготовлено нам, благодаря нашим святым просьбам, вера, уверенность, высшее знание.
For this it has been prepared for us, thanks to our holy forefathers, faith and confidence above reason that a person can use in the tough times, tirelessly. Reminded me very much the state which in our world it's called hope. They say that hope is the last thing to die. So if a person is in a tough state, he automatically receives this hope for the upper providence, that providence is good, this is the only thing that can save him. Is that a correct attitude?
Well,
in principle, yes.
This state that a person needs to attain, that the Creator is good, that does good. There isn't time to that or a place to that, but the work of a person towards this state is advancement towards that. In that, there is time and also space.
So
that's a person's motion. So I don't understand why does his work change according to time and space.
The thing is that it happens inside of the person, in his qualities. Therefore, there's nothing that can be done here. This relates to time and space and movement and everything. And we can also say it's measured by time and space.
Rav,
yes.
What are the thoughts and desires that I need to clothe on me to bring my heart closer to my friends?
The same thoughts and desires that can bring you closer to the friends and bring you and connect among you, all of you, and the connection between you will be suitable so that the Creator can become revealed, meaning the connection between you should be with love, connection, mutual bestowal, and this is how you will connect and you will feel the Creator inside, feeling this connection between you.
Макфо.
Раф, помогите разобраться. Вот, я понимаю, чтобы связаться с Творцом, нужна уверенность, то, что Творец может это сделать.
That to connect to the Creator, for that you need confidence that you need a prayer and a strong desire. In 2009, I started learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, and I had a great rejection to come to the 10. And with confidence, I prayed to the Creator, and it took 8 years until the Creator led me to the Ten. And what I felt is that the Creator helped here. When I came to the Ten, I was so grateful. They took me through all kinds of states, and I had a friend that I had some kind of repulsion from, and then again I connected to the Creator, and I had a strong desire, and the Creator connected between us, very close to our hearts. To come to adhesion with the Creator through the connection of our hearts, I wanted to ask the following. If a friend has a big deficiency, a friend of ours, and the Creator gives him such a disturbance that he broke his whole life, he doesn't have means to live, he doesn't have a family, he comes to lessons every day with a battle for survival. And this deficiency, I passed it on to the Ten. I told them, corporeal, yes, sometimes I help him. How can this deficiency be raised to the Creator so that we will reach adhesion?
Turn to the Creator and ask of the Creator that the Creator will help him, that he will give him through us, or directly to him, means for a living.
But
we need all of us together.
Even if it's not everyone together, even if each one will pray separately, individually.
I understand each one separately. Each one needs to do their work.
Yes.
Say that what the Creator is doing to him, he's doing it in order to give you work.
Latin one.
I think that was very helpful.
Now we will go to Latin one.
Dos preguntas. La primera es.
Good morning, Rav. We have two questions.
Cada que pido acercarme a los amigos, siento que me alejo más y descubro más y más distancia.
Every time that I ask to come closer to the friend, I feel that I am coming further and further away from them.
This is true, and it will always be this way. The more a person comes closer, the more he identifies that he's moving away. Yes. It's like in science, when you speak to a scientist who is higher, he has more doubts and questions. And if you speak to someone who is small in science, then he doesn't know about so many questions and doubts. He just knows a few laws, and that's it.
La segunda pregunta, Raf. ¿Por qué cuando más nos acercamos entre nosotros,
question,
sentimos que estamos más lejos del Creador y
why, as more as we come closer to one another, we feel that we are more distant from the Creator and bad things were revealed in the world?
This is how it needs to be. The more we will indeed come closer to the Creator, we will feel more that we are far away from him. And we will nevertheless try, even though the distance seemingly increases, we nevertheless should perform actions to come closer between us. And according to that, we will see how much we're getting closer to him.
5:31.
יש מלחמה פנימית כל הזמן.
There's an ongoing internal battle between justifying the situation and relating it to there's none else besides him, then seeing it as an external force, an intense war. And then there's the efforts we do in connection. How are the efforts in connection, how does that influence the same internal war that we're doing?
We don't need to do anything besides to make efforts in the connection between us. This is the whole war. This is the entire broken state which we have to bring to a corrected state. All in all, connection between us. And when the hearts will begin to connect, then in them we will discover the Creator. Just like with a puzzle.
So the war is between the connection between us to justifying the Creator?
To justify the Creator, we will see that according to the results from our connection. But the most important for us now is the effort towards connection.
With the matter of preventions, I see that there are two types of friends. I see that I'm also sometimes like this, sometimes like this. A prevention sometimes pushes you away from the friends to a point that you want to escape, and sometimes it brings you to the ten, and it brings you closer. Why is it so?
This is the Creator's game. He is constantly making all kinds of changes with different people and different states, different causes, in order for us to discover how much our vessel is a complex, intricate vessel. And that later on gives us richness in the feeling of connection.
How to respond when this prevention comes and connect it to the ten together?
To try upon the prevention to reach connection.
Rav, if you have a
question?
Yes. May I also ask a question?
Yes.
When the ten gets together and builds a prayer, each one of the friends bring their own personal prayer. Each one has a different flavor in the prayer. One is chassadim, one is gvurot. What's the right technique to raise the prayer in the lesson as a prayer of the entire ten, a one prayer correctly, that it will be received?
If I feel all of my friends in the ten, then I can raise the prayer for everyone.
But
I need to try to feel them together. Where? In my heart. Then, from that same heart, I turn to the Creator. And I ask of him that he will connect between us, that he will correct the connection between us, and that he will be revealed inside of this connection.
The individual flavor each one has in the prayer. How do I maintain it, keep it? And how do I connect it to the Creator? Do I need to keep each one's personal shape?
You will see that along the way. I can't speak like this theoretically about what will be.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
We read in the beginning of the lesson that there is a prayer that the Creator will help him, that he feels the love of his friends, and that the friend will be close to his heart. So thanks to the action, he's also rewarded with an intention. The question is, if there is none else besides him, what is the love of the friend towards me?
That I feel a heartfelt connection towards me from the friends, and inside this connection, the Creator is revealed, and I discover him.
And why is this prayer important? Because I usually focus on asking that I will love the friends.
Yes, so both this and that.
You need to give attention to see that the friends love me.
Why? Because this gives you the strength to love them.
Piti
35.
Rav, אמרתי שאנחנו מערכת מאוד מאוד מורכבת.
You said that we are a very complex system, and you said that we have inner disturbances and external ones. How should I treat these two disturbances?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter?
For the time being,
nope.
Do whatever you are capable of.
So every disturbance for the connection, I need to ask the Creator for the correction of that?
Yes, yes. Ita, free.
Buongiorno, Rav. Dove troviamo in decina lo spazio per fare? Come vediamo che il Creatore ci risponde?
Where can we find in the ten the place to act? Where do we see the Creator respond to us?
Where do we see it? We feel it in our heart, in our mind, in our connections with the friends. Those are the consequences of the Creator's actions on us. Okay.
Woman Argentina 1.
Shalom Rav, shalom Javerim Bejaverot. ¿Cómo nosotros podemos pedir sin la necesidad
hello, Rav, hello,
que Él se revele entre nosotros solo para traer el bien?
Ask. Only with the deficiency that it will be revealed. How can we ask not with the intention that it will be revealed between us so that the goodness will be revealed?
This all depends on our preparation. It will change, but for the time being, we should change with whatever we can. All the time, turn to the Creator. The appeal in itself is already an appeal, a prayer, a correction. Now, is the correction good or not so good? That's not so important. Now, we're like babies, where a baby cries out and the mother understands what it wants, what's good for him.
Moscow free. Moscow free. Ah, in.
Ah, yes, yes, ah, не туда нажал. Когда раскрывается вот это вот зло, то автоматически оно.
When this evil is revealed. Then automatically evil comes because to pull a person to develop, so a person usually from their egoistic nature, they're not interested in that. And he condemns this force that's revealed and he says that it's all evil and so on. And accordingly,
no,
the feeling that there is none besides him, it departs from him.
Let's say.
It
turns out that in that state, this state can be received as a call.
Yes.
So not to fall into it, but to go above it, to become distant from it.
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. There's a feeling that the Creator is close to all the problems and disasters. There is a feel, a sensation of coming closer in Israel, of softening of the hearts and the families, positive atmosphere from the world towards us. Yesterday you wrote very, very beautifully about making a pact now that our hearts are open. The school systems are supporting from afar. How can we make a true educational process for our nation? Is it only through the network, the internet, or how do you see such a covenant taking place?
Well, you need to be concerned about that.
I
can't bring my lesson to the level of first, second, third grade. I can't do that. But you need to do it, especially the women.
Can
I ask?
Yes.
In our country, the heart is broken. How does a broken heart help bring hearts closer?
Specifically, when the heart is broken, as it is written, that there is nothing better than a broken heart, because a broken heart is sensitive to the breaking. And this is why it is also sensitive to the correction, and it yearns to reach correction. And so we shouldn't cause the breaking of the heart, but the fact that the heart is broken, we need to realize that this is the correct condition for correction.
Woman Mac.
Дорогой Раф, что делает десятка с сердцем после собрания? И как дальше работать с ним?
What does the ten do with her heart after the gathering? Had to work outside of these meetings.
The ten continues to remain connected, nevertheless. Women Latin 10.
Hola, querido Raf. Estos disturbios que nos trae el Creador, en los que se nos revela la inclinación al mal, al hacer nosotros nuestros
esfuerzos sends,
y clamar,
the evil inclination is revealed,
un clamor sincero,
when we
van a comenzar a sentirse irreales,
connecting in the ten and raising prayer and reaching this cry, do all these disturbances become like illusions? Will our reality change?
Yes. Well, this is further ahead.
Woman PT 27.
Women PT 27.
חברה בסיריה שואלת, דיברת מקודם שדווקא ככל
שמתקדמים. Friend in the 10 is asking, you said before that as more we advance in the path, all kinds of doubts start rising. So how to not be frightened by such thoughts and doubts and rise above everything?
The doubts are good because they aim us towards correction. So then don't get upset when doubts awaken in us, but rather collect them and through them advance.
Belarus. No, Igor.
Igor?
Толя, включи микрофон.
Sorry, Igor.
Извиняюсь. Творец ударами лечит человека. Тогда как правильно просить за товарища, чтобы не противоречить?
Oh, the Creator heals the person through blows. So how to correctly ask for a friend?
You know,
not to contradict what Providence is doing.
You will place yourself instead of him. What would you ask in that same state? Ask on that.
Tov. Merkaz One.
Okay, Merkaz One.
We read that all of the preventions and delays that appear to our eyes are but a form of nearing. The question is, what defines the kind of prevention that brings us closer to the Creator?
They reveal where we are, and by that they direct us towards correction.
What do we discover? What do you mean? Can you give an example? What is it that we discover?
That we are not yet in corrections which are distant from it, distant from one another. And this awakens us to work, to an effort.
Тогда, Раф, шумаете?
Thank you, Raf. You can hear me? There's a feeling that the disturbance exists in order to stop me. Say, stop the action of love. it makes a place. Sorry, a place for a transition. It makes a place for transition.
Yes, correct.
Unity 2.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Скажи, пожалуйста, если Творец посылает человеку болезни всякие,
if the Creator sends a person all kinds of illnesses, it's in order to break his heart towards connection?
Ani lo evanti shela.
I did not understand the question.
Если Творец посылает человеку нам, допустим,
if the Creator sends us into this world various kinds of illnesses, it's in order to break our stony heart, our ego, and bring about correction.
Иначе ничего не исходит.
To help us advance. Otherwise, nothing comes from the Creator. Only support and pushing forward.
Put differently, in a different way, we can break our hearts without illnesses.
You can't.
You
can't yourself place yourself in such a state that requires correction. This is against our nature.
8.
Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar.
Selam Zangu.
Bir savaş var ve bu durumu aynı şekilde tecrübe etmiyoruz. Şu an İsrail'deyim, harika bir aileyle birlikteyim. Güzel bir bahçede derslere katılıyorum. Bir yandan kuş sesleri geliyor, çocuklarla futbol oynuyorum. Savaşın içindeyim ama değilim de. İçimde ne oluyor ona bakıyorum. Lakin arkadaşlarım, ailem içinse durum tam tersi. Realiteyi neden bu kadar farklı tecrübe ediyoruz? Teşekkürler.
The question is as follows, Rav. There's a war now, but we don't all experience it in the same way. We don't go through this state in the same way. I'm in Israel now with a wonderful family. I attend the lessons in a beautiful garden. I hear birds chirping, and I play with the children. So I'm in the middle of the war, but I don't feel that I'm in a war, even though there is a war. But for the family that I'm with, the situation is not the same. They're going through the state in a very different way. So why do we experience life in such a different way? We go through the same states, but we feel them very differently from each other.
Levia feels his state according to his Reshimot. The upper light influences everyone, and in each and every one there are their own Reshimot from its shattering until the final correction. And these Reshimot, they are revealed. The upper light shines on the Reshimot. And then a person feels these states that he experiences, that he goes through, that he advances towards something. So each and every one, there is a package, a box of records of their own. That once it was under the framework of the soul of Adam HaRishon, it was corrected completely. Actually, it wasn't even corrected, it just was. And then it shattered and it fell, actually, to the opposite form. And now he needs to bring himself back, because the corrected part in the system, as a corrected part in the system of Adam HaRishon. That's all.
Woman Latin 1.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, amigos y amigas. La pregunta es la siguiente. ¿Cómo unificamos la estructura con la que trabajan algunas amigas en otras amigas en comparación con otras amigas que trabajan ellas con lo que ellas sienten dentro de una misma decena?
How can we unite or together the structure of the work in the 10 when friends are working in a different way. There are friends that work according to their emotions. There are friends who apparently work in a more organized manner.
That's not important. We only need to scrutinize what is the purpose of our work, what we're doing, what we are correcting, what state we need to reach. And then each one that will do for the correction of their soul what they need to do. And all in all, the corrected souls, they will connect, and it will be a state of our final correction.
Barur. PT 32.
Shalom,
Hello, Rav. In our 10, there is a feeling that besides the external war, we have an internal war. Each one of us and all of us together over the connection between us and holding on to there is none else besides him. And I wanted to ask as an analogy to that, what does it mean to be on the defense? What does it mean to go on offense in this inner war in the 10?
That's
according to the relations between us. To be in under attack, it's considered that we connect among each other and advance towards the Creator and demand from Him correction. That is to be under attack, in attack. Of course, it's not us attacking our ego, but we try to connect above our ego, between us, and to give ourselves to the Creator so that He will correct us.
What does this mean to defend? It's also important to keep and defend. So what is it that we keep and protect or defend during the day?
The fact that we've already achieved some sort of connection and we want to remain in this degree until we will attain a higher degree.
Woman Cup 10.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you so much. The women in my 10 in the United States, we feel that we failed. We feel that we have not expressed to you our seriousness and our commitment, and we have been too shy to ask questions. And we want to tell you that we want to connect with you. We want you to come to the United States so that we can be there with you. And we're sorry for not rising to the occasion, but we care. We're serious. We have done everything that we can.
I feel
you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And hopefully we will see one another. We will eventually.
Almata 1.
Спасибо, учитель. Простите, что нас так мало. Такое чувство. Сейчас возникает.
There is a feeling.
Что было уже не будет, а то, что будет.
That what was there, what we had before, will no longer be, and what will be does not exist yet. How can we advance when the direction is unclear?
The direction has to be from heart to heart. Next to you is a friend. He's not even listening to us, he's asleep. Try and awaken his heart, penetrate his heart, and to give him joy of life, and then he'll reach out to the Creator.
Unity 3.
Shalom, Rav. Вот вы, Федору, ответили,
что не может человек сам себя поставить в такую ситуацию, что
answered that a person
cannot
place himself in such a way that he can change himself, but rather the Creator gives us illnesses and shatterings. The question is, what does it mean the way of Hishana then, of hastening? Nevertheless,
if
we yearn for connection, that is considered the accelerated path, the good path. We are making efforts, praying to the Creator that He will help us connect. If we do not do that, then the Creator still brings us closer together. But we don't want this closeness. We don't make mutual efforts with it. And then it turns out that our path is the path of suffering. Still, also through the path of suffering and the light, you have closeness, and still it brings us closer to connect between us and the revelation of the Creator in us.
Question. Nevertheless, following all of our good deeds, it's still important that we will have all kinds of disturbances.
Disturbance is constantly in us. That's our ego. We have nothing to search for after that same disturbance. It's always within us.
Of connecting to the previous questions, are the Reshi mode fixed, or can they vary with the trajectory of the path we are taking?
To continue the previous questions, are the Reshimot records fixed, or do they change or develop, or they are adapted to the actions that we perform and the states we are going through?
Actually, what's revealed in us is exactly suitable for the development of our soul. What are we going to do onwards?
For the time being, we only read one excerpt, so we can keep reading.
Let's read another one.
Okay, so excerpt 13. When one overcomes all the hardships and the disturbances, one is not easily repelled, but with a mighty hand. And if one overcomes even the mighty hand, and does not want to move from the place of Kedusha, holiness whatsoever, but wants to adhere specifically to Him in truth, and sees that He is repelled, then one says that fury is poured out on Him. Otherwise, He would be allowed inside. But because fury is poured out on him by the Creator, he is not admitted into the king's hall and adhere to him. It follows that before one does not want to move from one's place, but rather he breaks in and wants to enter, it cannot be said that he feels that fury is poured out on him. Rather, after all the rejections that he is rejected, and he does not move from his place, meaning when the mighty hand and the fury poured out have already been revealed upon him, then I will be king over you comes true. This is so because only through bursting and great efforts does the kingdom of heaven become revealed to him, and he is rewarded with entering the king's palace.
Shilot.
I felt so much that there will be no questions, so please read it again and we'll move on. Excerpt 13. When one overcomes all the hardships and the disturbances, one is not easily repelled, but with a mighty hand. And if one overcomes even the mighty hand and does not want to move from the place of Kedusha, holiness whatsoever, but wants to adhere specifically to Him in truth, and sees that he is repelled, then one says that fury is poured out on him. Otherwise, he would be allowed inside. But because fury is poured out on him by the Creator, he is not admitted into the king's palace to adhere to him. It follows that before one does not want to move from one's place, but rather he bursts and wants to break in, it cannot be said that he feels that fury is poured out on him. Rather, after all the rejections that he is rejected, and he does not move from his place, meaning when a mighty hand and a fury poured out have already been revealed upon him, then I will be king over you, comes true. This is so because only through bursting and great efforts does the kingdom of heaven become revealed to him. He is rewarded with entering inside the king's palace.
In other words, everything that according to one's root of their soul we need to experience, that will be revealed on us, all kinds of problems, disturbances, we need to move forward until it will be revealed and until we will be able to rise above it. And after that, the Creator accepts us, brings us closer, and arranges us, puts us together.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, как мы в десятке можем помогать товарищам преодолевать
крепкую? Can we help the friends to overcome the mighty hand?
Только совместно.
Only together. Only together.
Так что если мы совместно, то нам очень легко идти вперед.
And that is done on purpose, because if we do it together, it's very easy for us to do it. And if each one does it himself, we're incapable. Until we would understand that only the mutual efforts will give us the strength to move forward. Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
У нас нет вопросов, Рав.
Спасибо. We don't have a question, Рав.
Спасибо, Рав. По отрывку, какие большие прорывы и усилия с нашей стороны, чтобы...
What is this bursting and great efforts that should be on our side so that we will truly be rewarded with entering the king's palace?
So you will resist all the disturbances that will be revealed between you.
И тогда получится.
You'll try to be constantly in one heart.
Что вы начнете чувствовать в этом сердце?
And then very quickly,
то, что вам хочет сказать Творец.
You'll start feeling in your heart what the Creator wants to say to you.
Понятно.
5:17. Is a result of working upon the disturbances that were before it. How do we reach this bursting from the bottom of the heart, this deficiency with greater speed? Because usually it's very rare until this deficiency actually appears.
It's rare, maybe to a certain extent, but if you really want to be connected, then you'll start feeling in a very clear way, to the extent that you are disconnected, that you are opposite, how each one is annulling the others, and this will bring you closer.
But the heart doesn't open up to such depth. How do we open up to such a depth so that it will come?
Ask the Creator to open your heart. And then there is room for prayer.
Thank you.
Николаев, Сочи.
Вот эта градация помех отталкивает рукой и...
This graduality of the disturbances.
Это какие-то две ступени помех и вопрос еще...
So that when his hand repels you or fury is poured out on him at these different degrees. But what about disturbances where a person cannot justify the Creator? He is not capable of doing it. What degree does it belong to?
Don't get confused with all the degrees. Just imagine all of the, imagine the problem, the disturbance that you need to overcome. That is all. If you will start feeling what disturbance it is exactly, the nature of it, its intensity, will only confuse you. You don't do it that way. The disturbance is revealed, and then you understand where what it is, what it comes from, and what the intensity is.
So it will always be hidden from me if I'm repelled by the mighty hand or the fury poured out or...
No, not always. It will be revealed. Florida.
Thank you, Rav. Quickly, I just want to echo what the women were saying about having you here in the Americas. We're very anticipating it, and we will prepare like never before. So the question, this fury that is poured out, what is this referring to? Is it anger? Because if one wants to adhere to the Creator in truth, why would he be furious? Why would there be fury?
That is the almost last disturbance that's revealed between a person and the Creator. And if a person overcomes it, then the Creator is revealed and fills the soul of the person.
Is the Creator angry?
No.
We could possibly maybe imagine it that way, but the Creator isn't mad. Before he gives any influence upon a person, what he gives to a person, it's clear what a person needs to feel.
Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Вот описывается в этом отрывке человек, который такое ощущение, что уже...
Here in the excerpt it describes a person who apparently already doing all of the work with forces where one cancels out the other, every state is with respect to the previous state.
Not necessarily every state has to be the opposite. You're trying to create here some kind of system, something systematic, but I don't recommend you do that. Every time you need to treat what disturbs you and to connect with the friends and with the Creator. And that will be the correct decision.
Если, допустим, вера выше знания вычеркнуть причинно-следственную связь, ну, вывести из уравнения.
If, let's say, I cancel the cause and effect, with faith, in faith above reason. And just look at how the records come down according to what we study in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. So we see fixed and absolute laws, how one thing stems from the other. So can we also connect in this way the cause and consequence to the Creator's oppositeness?
You just need to respond correctly to every action of the Creator and to ask of Him that He will correct us. That is all.
When
we will build that, there will be no problems, I understand it, but
for the time being, there's nothing to think about it, but only on how to correctly respond.
So we end up with the greatness of the Creator?
Peter Free.
Можно ли в этом отрывке заменить слово «творец» на слово «десятка»? То есть отталкивает от десятки.
In this excerpt, can we replace the word «creator» by the word «ten»? Because there is a fury coming out of the «ten».
Creator is light. The «ten» is the «кли».
Разные могут быть порядки работ. Сначала исправление «кли»,
а потом... There can be completely different workflows here. First of all, the correction of the Kli, then the fulfillment of the Kli with the light, and here it's first the light which comes before the Kli, and the Kli responds to the light. You don't need to confuse the two. They're not the same.
Woman PT Center.
Дорогой Рав, вопрос подруги. Мы на нашем пути стараемся...
Dear Rav, a question by a friend.
Когда человек ощущает крепкую руку, которая то начинает казаться, что он
идет. It seems to him that he's going against the Creator's will. So how can a person understand where he must not deviate from the path and stand his ground?
He needs to move only towards greater connection with the friends.
And
thanks to what is he able to stand still and not move away from the path?
Why does he need not to move? He can, but only towards greater connection with the friends.
Woman Brazil 4.
Obrigada, Rafi.
Obrigada.
Vemos que esses estados de escuridão nos fazem mais fortes e mais compreensíveis.
We see that the states of darkness make us stronger.
A pergunta.
They give us greater understanding with respect to the disturbances and how to turn descents into ascents. Does this development comes from the individual personal providence that influences us? Or is it a result of correct actions that we've done in the 10?
No.
We first of all can't know. But it also doesn't matter to us where a better state comes to us from. Mainly, we come to greater connection.
Woman English 1.
Shalom Rav, Shalom World Kli. The question is, what does it mean it cannot be said that he feels that fury is poured out on him from the excerpt? Thank you.
No.
Maybe we'll read a whole sentence. It follows that before one does not want to move from one's place, but rather he breaks in and wants to enter, it cannot be said that he feels that fury is poured out on him.
Yes, and then what's the question?
What does it mean that he does not feel that fury is poured out on him?
He hasn't yet reached that final state. And we need to continue. Until we feel that it is truly the end, meaning that it is
May I ask
fury poured out upon him.
Ken?
Frequently in the 10, it's through the efforts to connect that I feel rejected or fury from the computer. Is it in rising above these differences that is the bursting that he's speaking about?
Many times in the 10, we make efforts to connect. We feel rejection. By overcoming these rejections, do we actually make the creative bursting, that the breaking in, that the excerpt speaks about?
Yes.
Woman 56.
Thank you, Rav. There's a feeling that the Creator, in the state that was created in reality now, gave us a great opportunity for its connection, really a strong push. Sometimes, along with that, a person suddenly falls into a feeling of fear from the surrounding reality, and this disconnects him from the reality where he lives in the 10, in the connection between us. What should one do in such a state?
I'd
like to continue. There is no more than prayer.
If
a person did what he can do, then what remains is only prayer.
Kavyu 7.
Thank you, Rav. So, in other words, until I feel the fury poured out, that's when I'm able to measure how much I want to be close, right? An opportunity.
Ken.
Thank you, Rav. Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Rav.
Piti 31.
In the 10, right now, every friend is working to the same extent with the fury poured out, meaning to the end of his limit, as in whatever is in your hand to do, you should do it, or is it individual, and every person works opposite the fury poured out individually?
Individually, each one.
Woman Mark.
Рав, вот вы сказали, что мы должны объединиться вот в одном сердце,
в одном желании, правильно? We should unite into a single heart. It means a single desire, right?
Вот смотрите, а какое желание мы должны держать вот как основное?
What desire is it that we should hold on to? What should be the primary desire? According to the article, we see that we have to be adhered to the Creator. Is this the desire that we have to hold on to as the primary desire between us, or the desire to be connected between us, or maybe it's the same?
Это означает быть прилепленным к Творцу.
Да.
To be connected between each other.
Киев 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что человек не сдвигается со своего места?
What does it mean that a person does not move from his place, even though the mighty hand was revealed upon him and fury is poured out on him?
He doesn't perceive it that way. He remains in his place.
In our state, we as a world group, what does it mean that even though troubles and problems are revealed, we do not move from our place, but we only grow stronger?
Yes, you become even stronger.
For example, participating in events, in the lessons. For example, we have the noon lesson meetings. It seems that with such revelations, everyone should grow even stronger, participate in the lessons even more, participate in a more active way. And we are seemingly not coming to such conclusions.
Yes, you're right. We have a lot more room to work on ourselves on.
Dear Rav, how nevertheless can we see the importance of it?
Нет другого.
We need to work on ourselves. There's no other solution. You know everything. You know everything great on in theory, but practically. How long do you dedicate this throughout the day? What are we doing next?
We can move to the next part of the lesson, which is the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Okay.
Before we move on, let's hear any good.